This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you get this day going, don't forget the most important thing in your life. It's easy to let it get squeezed out, isn't it, by the pressures of our lives. We live in a very fast-paced, active society, and the expectations placed on us, the demands of life, really are very real and pressing. And so to take time with God, it costs us time. Time is valuable to us, and it reflects how important we view our relationship to God as being when we take time with Him. And so each morning at this time, we take a little time with God, opening up the Bible and saying, God, what do you have to say to me in my personal life today? I want to talk to you today about the rewards of waiting for God. I want to take you to one of my favorite passages of Scripture, which is Isaiah chapter 40. And starting in verse 28, Isaiah says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become tired or weary. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Well, did you catch that line? Those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. Even though people around you are getting tired, they're stumbling badly, they're struggling to keep going, those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. Well, in our society, we're not very happy about waiting, are we? We get very frustrated if the line's moving too slow and we have to wait in it, if traffic's moving too slow, if we have to wait at the fast food place and it's not fast enough, or even at the bank or at the video store. We want things now. We want to use our microwave. We're frustrated if we have to wait. And maybe that's why we find it so hard to wait on the Lord. It's not really comfortable to us, is it, for God to say, "Don't move yet until I tell you." And yet God has real blessings for those who will wait. Someone has so wisely said, "There are seasons when to be still demands immeasurably higher strength than to act." Isn't that right? Sometimes it's really hard to wait. And yet sometimes that's God's message to us. My will for you is not to be moving, not to be making that decision, not to be changing things right now. What I want you to do is to wait and to spend extra time praying, reading my word, thinking about what I'm doing in your life before you make this decision. Wait. The time's not right yet. Wait. And when God says wait, don't make the mistake of moving faster than God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.